The Clinton administration tried to lower the arsenic limit, but President George W. Bush put the matter on hold, a move that triggered heavy criticism before he relented and went back to the Clinton plan. The state of Wisconsin will have to enforce the new standard, which cuts the allowable amount of arsenic from 50 parts per billion to 10 ppb. DNR drinking water quality chief Don Swales says the lower limit is needed to reduce the risk of several kinds of cancer. And he says some scientists even recommend going lower than 10, especially for groundwater supplies. But Swales says 10 parts per billion is a good compromise for the smaller public water systems the plan would affect.
There's a cost benefit if the system is large because you can spread the cost of the treatment over a large number of people. But in these smaller systems, so the cost is very high, it has to be borne by just a few people. This provides some level of relief for them, too.
Naturally occurring arsenic is only a problem in certain parts of the state, and only 80 public systems may be affected. But Swales says those areas will still have to improve water treatment or find another water source. Swales says there is a low-interest loan program.
But this is only one of, you know, a half a dozen different issues that are facing our water utilities in the state right now. And so there are a lot of other competing projects that are going to probably suck up that money, although some of it will be available for these small systems. Certainly some of it is actually set aside specifically for small systems.
Swales says the debate over arsenic in public wells will serve as a guideline for encouraging private well owners to reduce arsenic. The state says 20% of private wells tested in parts of Winnebago and Outagamie counties exceed the new arsenic standard. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.